Shay 106, Doc and Woody radio program. That's Queen and the Fat Bottom Girls, which reminds me of the fun page. Doc and Woody fun page at Shay106.com, featuring the year in booties. It was a big booty year.
The year in rear view.
That's right. That's, yes, it's our year in review. Yeah, perfect.
Spoiler alert.
Especially for Mrs. Woody.
Spoiler alert! Spoiler alert! Spoiler alert!
Spoiler!
I guess we should say what it's a spoiler alert about. So, because everybody's tuning out. Everybody's tuning out. I don't want to hear this. It's for the television show The Voice last night, the big finale. Who won it all?
Spoiler alert! Spoiler alert! Spoiler alert!
Spoiler!
Okay, so Mrs. Woody, Woody's wife, has not seen the show.
No.
So she's on spoiler alert today. She's turning the radio off whenever we say we're going to talk about The Voice. So this is a great time to... Eric, did you say you saw, or was it Randall, saw Woody smoking in the car yesterday?
Yes, or the day before.
He's not allowed to smoke in the car. That's, oh boy.
That is pure BS.
That's not, and you know it's not. I saw you get in your vehicle
BS.
Smoking.
Yes. Pure BS.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what'd you do with that booger, by the way?
That's a whole nother thing. All right. So on The Voice last night, the winner was Craig.
The winner of The Voice is Craig Wainwright.
That's Team Blake. Blake Shelton had one contestant in the final four. Adam Levine had three. And Blake Shelton's guy came out as the winner. Here he is with Skinner. That was a hell of a show last night. It really was.
Not really country.
Sweet Home Alabama?
Cooks, eh?
Well, it's country rock.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Southern rock.
Yeah. He did a lot of country songs, though. He's a country rocker, is what he is. Yeah. He can do country.
Sounds
and,
very good.
Rock. Yeah, he is quite good. As special guest, Bruno Mars. This guy, if you like James Brown at all, this guy is... The new James Brown.
Right in that mold.
So with the Blues left a few years ago, hardly anyone there.
Hardly anybody.
Just
well,
when he was just starting out.
Yeah, they didn't know who he was.
Yeah.
But boy, they know who he is now. Matter of fact, the Twitterverse was going crazy yesterday because he had hair curlers in his hair.
Curler alert.
And people are, why does he have, I mean, you usually take them out before you hit the stage, right?
I don't know. I would assume so.
That's kind of what you see. You know? You see somebody in a robe and hair curlers.
Usually women.
Mostly women. taking the garbage out or whatever. And they don't...
Yes, back in the 50s.
Yeah.
Oh, the happy days.
Hey, look, there's Doris Day.
Well, yeah, okay. That's the image I have in my head when it comes to hair curlers. But we couldn't figure it out, but one of our sharp-eyed listeners called in with the answer.
If you watch his video, last night on the stage, he was basically recreating his video, and there's a part in it where he does have it.
Ah.
Okay.
So it makes
wearing
sense.
Wearing curlers in the... official video.
Yeah, so that's why he was wearing curls. Oh, so there it is. Yeah. Skinner there with Craig Wayne David, the winner of The Voice.
Now we need to know why he was wearing curlers in the video.
Oh, man. No, here we go again. Does anybody know
someone's
why?
Someone's going to call. Just stop asking questions.
It's you can turn it back on, Mrs. Woody. It's 7:12 on the Doc and Woody radio show.